You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today will be a short show, a real short show, because I have to leave in less than 30 minutes for an appointment. And I was trying to decide, well, what news story should I cover? And that's not very hard today because world leaders are in Paris in the 21st. They have a lot of conferences on climate change as climate changes. Climate has been changing for as long as the planet has been in existence, long before man arrived on the scene. So climate change is nothing new. I don't deny climate change. What I deny is man is the primary, secondary, or tertiary cause. It's a minor, at best, man is a minor cause of climate change. And because of that, there are other causes that are way more important that man cannot at all have any influence on. For example, the sun, the orbit of the planet, volcanoes erupting, cosmic rays. There's nothing we can do about it. See, the bottom line is this climate change is being used by the far left, and they're called watermelons. They're green on the outside, reds on the inside, that want to use climate or the fact that we've had an increase in carbon dioxide levels to over 400 parts per million. Are you scared yet? See, carbon dioxide is a trace gas. It's absolutely essential for life. It's not a pollutant, and that's how I started the morning. I turned on the radio, and normally I don't listen to it, but my radio was tuned. I got the Bloomberg. They have a segment on Bloomberg on the environment, and they start out as greenhouse gas emissions. Well, wait a minute. What's greenhouse gases? Carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas. One of the minor ones, but it's a greenhouse gas. When you breathe out, exhale, what are you breathing out? You're breathing out carbon dioxide. In other words, man is emitting carbon dioxide gases. In other words, every human being on the planet, every single human being on the planet is emitting carbon dioxide. Are they recommending we all should commit suicide? No. We're a carbon-based planet. Literally, I won't say everything, but almost everything has carbon in it. I guess the point I'm trying to make is this. You have what I consider fanatics, the watermelons, green on the outside, red on the inside. What I mean by that, they want to use the issue of climate to cripple capitalism, because they've discovered is what? What is the crucial thing that has resulted in prosperity in the developed countries? It's energy. It's energy, folks. And most of our energy today, the power for that, not all, but most, it's either coal, natural gas, and some primarily natural gas are the two biggies. The only source that doesn't emit any carbon is nuclear. And they're against that too. And there are issues with nuclear. I understand that. And here's the point. The world population is on its way to 9 billion. Maybe it'll top out at 10 billion. I haven't looked at the latest demographer estimates. Right now, we're over 7 billion people and increasing. So at some point in the not too distant future, the population of the world will flatten out and eventually start declining. The planet can support a lot more than even 10 billion. But the concern is this. What the developing nations want to do is emulate the United States. Ideally, they would like a standard of living at least equal to, if not exceeding, that of the United States. Now, that's going to not happen overnight. It'll take decades for that to happen. But in 100 years, it's not impossible to imagine that the whole world would have a standard of living at least equal to the United States. Now, what does that mean? Oh, yes, that means we need to use a lot of energy to accomplish that. And what does that mean? It means using coal, natural gas, and nuclear power. That's the reality. You see, what's really behind this conference, it's really a shakedown. It's a con, folks, by the developing nations to make the developed nations, including the United States, Europe, Japan, and ultimately China, pay them money so they can develop. You see, if they went about it entirely differently, namely if they were honest about it, they might get some money, not as much as they want, but they might get some. What they're really after is the developed countries want $100 billion per year from the developed countries, and that's the United States and largely Europe. It's not going to happen. Why is it not going to happen? Look at the financial situation of the United States today. By the time Obama leaves office, the national debt will be over $20 trillion. $20 trillion. But that's only the tip of the iceberg. Unfunded liabilities, largely for Social Security and Medicare, as well as Medicaid, will be over $100 trillion. In other words, the American government is living way beyond the needs of the American people. That has to stop, and it will stop. It is truly unsustainable. That should be the pressing problem of the United States. That's what the president and Congress should be working on, how to put our financial house in order. Instead, he flies over to Paris and wants you to think that the greatest threat facing the planet today, or humankind today, is climate change. It's just not true. It's simply not true, because all of this is based on climate model predictions or projections that, if you look at the actual reality, in other words, the data from satellites, their observations, and that's what science is based on, in terms of temperatures, is much lower than the predictions of the climate models. So the science is junk science. That's what it is. It's not that I want to insult the people that work on these climate models, but when you have projections that the Earth's temperature is going to increase 2 degrees Celsius, yet when you compare your predictions, and there are literally hundreds of these models, they're all way above where the actual temperatures are. In other words, the scam that we have to worry about increasing temperatures, and it is a scam, is simply not true. So I can't get excited about this. I've given at least a dozen shows on this, and I said it's about time to tell them what they are. They're a bunch of nuts. I call this the worldwide watermelon wacko wealth ringers. What do I mean by that? They're trying to redistribute wealth. They're trying to wring out wealth. In other words, this is a shakedown, folks. It's a shakedown of all the developed countries, and they're trying to shake us down. No, it's not going to work. We're not going to give them a cent. And that should be the answer to this. And the so-called agreement, these are voluntary, unenforceable. They have a word for it. It's an interesting word. It sticks out. It's the abbreviation, everyone has acronyms, is INDC, Intended Nationally Determined Contributions. You see, if you believed in this junk science, you would get real mad. And I have an article entitled, Why the Paris Climate Deal is Meaningless. And it gets into this. If you truly believe in this, you should be outraged by this agreement. Now, I'm not, because it's a joke. It's totally, completely unenforceable. Because if it were enforceable, China, India wouldn't sign it. See, that's what's going on, folks. Oh, we'll make an effort. So what if you make an effort? put yourself in the position of an undeveloped nation that has coal. What are you going to use to fuel your electric plants? Coal. It's the cheapest. And that's the key point. You're going to use whatever resources you have, whether it's a human resource or a natural resource, to try to, over time, increase your standard of living. In other words, increase your gross domestic product. So if coal is cheap, they're going to use it. If they have natural gas, they're going to use it. If they have oil, they're going to use it. If they have the technology and the human capital to use nuclear, they're going to use it. I think China, I heard some statistic, is building right now, is building over 180 nuclear plants. Why? They need it to produce goods and services. The best way to do it is just think for a moment and start in your home. You clearly need, for example, I've had the heat on. Winter is arriving in Dallas, and the temperatures are in the 40s and 50s. So I turn on the heat. I'm not the only one. Throughout Dallas, that's what happened over this weekend. As temperatures went down, people turned on their heat, sometimes for the first time. Likewise, in the summer, when temperatures go above, really about 75, I turn on the air conditioning. Now, at one time, we didn't have air conditioning. At one time, we didn't have electricity. Now, in the United States, we have electrical power, and that electrical power is used to heat our homes in the winter and cool our homes in the summer. We also use it to light our homes. At one time, we used candles, if you could afford them. Or you simply went to bed early and woke up early. Now we have lighting, the wonders of lighting. And to keep our food preserved, we have refrigeration. And we have ovens. You see, at one time, the fuel was trees. But over time, we've switched what type of fuels that we use and rely upon. Now, I have a lot of information, and I probably might continue this discussion tomorrow. I'm looking at the time. Don't have a lot of time to really even get into the basic science of this. My problem is I see through this. What's disturbing is you have people that are a lot smarter than me, a lot wealthier than me, are using this. It's a con, folks. Bill Gates, for example, has an article in the Atlantic magazine. And if you go to my site, you can get a link to it and excerpts from it. And that's pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops, pronkpops.wordpress.com. What he's advocating, and I have absolutely no problem with this, is we need more research and development. We need more science. And to the extent that we have that, you'll get first inventions, innovation, advances in technology. Now, he's not advocating what used to be called industrial policy, where you try to pick winners and losers. And he wants a very diverse portfolio in terms of the projects that you actually invest in. I have no problem with that. And if you can get a bunch of billionaires together and put a fund and invest in these types of projects, fine. And they do ultimately have payoffs. But for every one that's really a success, you'll have dozens that are failures. That's just the nature of the problem. See, he's looking for a miracle energy, a new energy, either fuel or source. I hope, as a result of this initiative, that we find that. I think we will. When? I have no idea. And see, that's the problem. You do not know when money spent on basic research and development will pay off. It's not like you can snap your fingers and it's going to happen. It doesn't work that way. You need breakthroughs. What you really need is a lot of smart people willing to spend their time and energies doing science. That's a challenge. And you might spend a lifetime and really have no earth-shattering discoveries. So I have no problem with what he's recommending, at least on the surface. I haven't studied it. And I'll read it over again tonight. I was rather rushed for this show. Where I think he's wrong is being concerned about the warming. I think we need an honest discussion here that the science that this is based on has been politicized. That's the problem. We have a bunch of politicians that see a way to try to control people. And that's what we're talking about here. If they control your energy, and to a certain extent they already do, that really controls you. That's why this is not going to pass this treaty, if they ever do come to an agreement on it, is never going to be agreed to by Congress. This treaty is really public relations. This is window dressing to try to convince you that President Obama's big legacy is this conference. No, it's not. This conference, like the others before it, are a joke. It's a joke because the American people, its representatives, understand that energy from all sources is necessary to have a prosperous United States economy, and we're not going to mess it up by subsidizing people. Every time you subsidize something, you're going to get a lot of it. I've been waiting for the great breakthroughs in solar power. I haven't seen it yet. I wish it would come. I wish I could put a little panel on my roof and that would power my house. The problem is it doesn't work. When the sun doesn't shine, it doesn't work. When the wind doesn't blow, these windmills or generators, they don't work. So you're looking for the magic material, the magic substance, so you can store it. There are going to be breakthroughs, but you don't know who, where, when, and that's the problem. That doesn't mean you shouldn't try. I'm for trying and get your best people on it. But be honest, you're doing it, really, to make money, and you'll make a lot of money. The person that discovers a real cheap way to produce electricity with virtually no impact on the environment is going to make a lot of money. That could be Bill Gates. I know he already has it. He's been investing in nuclear energy. A different fourth generation reactor based on a different principle. And I'm not going to get into it because I simply don't have the time, and I need to set it up. But if you go to my companion blog to this, there's some YouTube videos on it. I think that's well and good. And we're talking probably 2030. Or beyond, before this type of research, scaling it either up or down, comes into existence. I look forward to that day. I hope he's successful at it. I really do. I admire Bill Gates, but what I don't like is he's smart enough to know, and he does know, that these models that are used to predict these dire increases in temperature increases are simply, how should I say this? They're garbage. It's garbage in, garbage out. I think he understands that. Garbage in, garbage out. The way to see it, and I put these charts up half a dozen times. It shows, for example, the very, very first one, 90 of these computer models, climate models, versus the observations. You quickly see all those squiggly lines, those are the projections or predictions of the climate models. And then the lower green and blue with the dots, those are either surface or satellite data, and it's all low. That's the problem. I'm not panicked. I'm not alarmed by these models. But that's what's being used to try to alarm you, to try to scare you. That's what it is. It's fear, uncertainty, doubt. FUD, FUD. Fear, uncertainty, doubt. You're the problem. You are causing the climate change. Well, it hasn't been true in the past. It hasn't been true now. And it's really not true in the future. Does that mean we have no impact on climate? No, it doesn't mean that. What it does mean, though, there are a lot of other causes, and I have them listed. Volcanoes, mountain building, continental drift, atmospheric ocean heat exchange, atmospheric reflectivity, surface reflectivity, atmospheric chemistry. And then if you go into space, we have solar output, the Earth-Sun geometry, in other words, the orbit and the tilt of the Earth, and we also have cosmic rays. Those are just some of the factors that influence climate. See, what the United Nations has been trying to do at all these conferences is to say man is the problem. Man is causing climate change. Well, that simply isn't true. And the mistake is to have a one-cause model. One cause models in a very complex situation, and climate is very complex, simply are not only misleading, they're mistaken. That's a nice way to say they're wrong. So we need to get past the fact that the politicians have corrupted, and that's what I'm talking about, have corrupted the science. I wish Bill Gates as well as the other billionaires that are going to be involved in this, much success. I hope they find some very brilliant people to work on a whole host, a large range. You should have thousands of various basic science research and development. That's what we need. I'm for that. And then someday, maybe soon, maybe in 100 years, maybe in 200 years, we'll have that discovery. We'll have what he calls, Gates calls a miracle, a miracle in energy. It'll happen. I know it'll happen. See, I'm old enough to remember when a computer to me meant sitting at a key punch machine, punching out cards, handing it to a clerk who would run it on the mainframe. There were absolutely no screens to look at, which I'm looking at right now. There weren't any. Now, how long did it take? That was roughly in 1966. 65, 66. That's 40 years. In 40 years, we've come in the computer area where programming, you wrote your programming and you key punched it and it was run and then it went to magnetic tape. And that was a powerful computer then. Now it would be a joke. You have more power in your cell phone. And that's the revolution. There's innovation. It takes time. And that's the key point. It takes time. It takes patience. What doesn't work is a group of people trying to panic people by lying about the science, by lying about the problem. I'm concerned. I got interested in climate because I said, I don't know anything about it. I knew absolutely nothing, and then I quickly discovered that some people just weren't telling the truth. They were trying to panic you. That's not the way to do science. There's no consensus on this. Even when they try to get a consensus, they lie about it. So I have a lot of information from some biggies. You see, the ultimate resources, ladies and gentlemen, is the human mind. It is the human mind that ultimately will find another energy source that is cheaper, more efficient, and then we won't need coal power plants, we won't need natural gas powered plants, or nuclear power plants. When is that going to happen? I have no idea. I just got the signal. I have to wrap it up. Thank you for listening, and I'll hopefully have this published by tonight.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College.
You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.